my argument would be we should do the responsible thing, the right thing, which is to clear up the mess that you could argue we've created. Let's talk to Bryony Rest, who's an immigration lawyer and is on the line now. Good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
I just
mentioned that, as I understand it, international law says you cannot make somebody stateless. Therefore, if they've only got one passport, you can't take it away. Am I right in that?
Yes, that is correct in international law, but it's also in our domestic law, John, because under the British Nationality Act, we can't actually deprive someone of the citizenship either if they don't have another citizenship. But the Home Office might be trying to say there are reasonable grounds to think she could get it. I think that's the crux of the issue, really, whether Bangladesh are withholding this and whether the Home Office thinks that they might grant it to her or not.
Yes. So basically, but because she doesn't have it at the moment and she's never applied for it, will that, how does that work in court? Because I'm thinking, do you actually have to have the other nationality or just be able to get it?
It's the latter. So under the law, the British Nationality Act says that a Secretary of State mustn't deprive them of their nationality, but they can make an order where they've got reasonable grounds to believe a person is able to become a national of a different country.
Right,
so that's probably the issue, really, what Britain is saying.
So they could be, within the law, assuming Bangladesh are happy to grant her citizenship.
Yes, but they have, at the moment, they are, my understanding is they said that she's not a Bangladeshi national and she's never applied. The issue is, if she did apply, would she get it? And therefore, would the decision be unreasonable, I think, under the Nationality Act?
Okay, so this hearing that starts today, which goes on for 4 days, will they make a decision or will they just decide whether it should go further?
They'll make an actual decision. It's a special immigration appeals commission,
yes,
which hears immigration cases where there are issues of national security. So only some of the details will be made public. So we may not know all of the arguments, but they will actually make a decision at the end of the hearing. It may go further if Shirina Begum, if she loses the appeal, she may decide to appeal further.
Yes.
Similarly, if the Secretary of State loses this round, they may appeal further. So I think it probably will go further, whoever wins or loses at this stage.
Yes.
Because of the importance of the issues, really.
So even if she was reinstated as a British citizen, how would she get home? How would that work?
If she's reinstated, then she'd have to be issued with a British passport. I'm not sure who by, because
I don't think there's a British embassy in the camp she's in Syria. I just don't know how it would work.
One way travel document, it can be issued in circumstances where people are stranded outside the UK. The Red Cross helps with that, or the British consulate would be able to. The mechanics of it will be sorted out, really.
Okay.
I think it's an interesting question because it isn't just going to affect this particular person. I think it's going to be others.
Yes, there are. Yeah.
In the future.
Do you, as an immigration lawyer, do you have a view on whether? I mean, this is an opinion, really, but I wonder whether you have a view on whether you think Britain should take responsibility for this woman.
It's a very serious thing to deprive somebody of their nationality. If they're born and bred in a country, that is the country of their identity. It's very, very serious. And I think as a lawyer, I think it has worrying implications for all of us as citizens, because if your country can take that away from you, where does that leave us all?
Yes. Well, if you are entitled to two citizenships, that's the point. I mean, it wouldn't affect me because I only have a British passport. But you're right. Yes, I suppose people who have dual nationality it could affect them as well. What you're saying is that after 4 days, we may not even hear anything from this court, this commission.
We may not hear anything immediately because the decisions are usually confirmed in writing.
Right.
With thorough reasons. So I think we won't hear something immediately.
And who would be when you say people could, either side could appeal, where would it end up eventually?
I think the next stage would be the Court of Appeal.
Right.
After this.
And could it go higher than that? Could it go to the Supreme Court eventually?
I think so, given the issues. It really depends on the reasons given by the tribunal each stage.
Bryony, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. That's Bryony Rest, who's an immigration lawyer. So there we are.